La 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 la.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Just a Girl. I want to start by saying thank you so much for all of the support that I've had and all of the downloads. It is so exciting, and I'm honestly so glad that people are enjoying this and want to hear me waffle. So it's very exciting, and I really hope that this podcast is helpful. That is the main goal. Please leave a comment and let me know if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it though, please don't let me know. I don't want to know. And let me know any episode ideas you have, because obviously this podcast is to help the people listening. And if there's anything that you want me to talk about, then I'm more than happy to. So we're over halfway through the week. Did that sentence make sense? Yeah, that made sense. Anyway, and I hope you've all been taking time to look after yourself, especially everyone with exams coming up. Please make sure you're prioritizing yourself and finding a good balance between work and resting. I know it's way easier to say that than do it, but I'm trying to take my own advice, and who would have thought I'm actually much less stressed? What a shocker. But yeah, definitely remember that you don't have to be revising 24/7. You definitely need to take time to rest and go outside, touch some grass. It's very good for you. Also, I want to quickly mention that it's Neurodiversity Week, and as my podcast is about mental health, I wanted to kind of mention this and touch on it a bit. Neurodiversity is not something that you should be embarrassed about or ashamed, and dealing with mental health, especially things like depression, can be extremely hard when you're neurodiverse, especially for people with autism. For more information on this and for help, visit the Mind website. It has lots of advice and different websites to help. It doesn't really apply to me, so I'm not kind of going to be speaking about it, because I feel like that would just be a bit weird. Like, I don't really have experience dealing with that, but I did want to kind of mention it because it is a very important topic. In today's episode, I want to talk about therapy, stigma around going, where you can access it, and what will happen when you go. I've spoken to a few people about this, and they've been kind of scared about the idea of going to therapy, or just not really knowing what's going to happen, because obviously you see it in films and stuff, and they're sat on like a big sofa. I've never got to sit on a sofa. Like, I want to lie down on one of those beds, but I've never gotten that. It's kind of a shame. But therapy isn't like that. And I just kind of want to talk about what it actually is. So it's quite mysterious. You know, like, you hear the word therapy, but like, what does it mean? What do you do? So I want to get rid of that mystery a bit, because I don't know why it is such like a mystery. First, I want to say going to therapy doesn't mean that you're weak. It's not a sign of weakness. It's so brave of you to be able to sit in a room with a stranger while they dive into your past and your current mental health. Seeking help is not something to be embarrassed about, and therapy is a really brave thing to do, and it's really beneficial to do. Not everyone can access therapy, which is awful. So if you have the opportunity to go, I would urge you to take it. Even places like CAMHS, which I know can get a lot of bad stigma, but it is worth going if you're offered, as you never know what could help you, and you might learn something helpful, or even just have someone to talk to, you know, like an outside person to talk to, which can be really beneficial. So when you start at therapy, they don't get into the nitty-gritty immediately. They give you time to get to know them and adjust to the setting. I think a lot of people are kind of scared of going to therapy, as they think that as soon as they sit down, the therapist will immediately start delving into everything. But this isn't true. They're very understanding of the fact that you don't know them, and they give you time to adjust to the situation and kind of be prepared to share. I also worried that it would be like a kind of judgmental place. In reality, going to therapy was such an amazing thing for me. It helped me understand my emotions and realize why I struggle with the things I struggle with. For example, I was bullied as a child, but somehow I never connected my current anxiety and self-confidence issues with this bullying. But therapy helped me realize that it is connected, and that really helped me kind of heal from it. Before you start therapy, I would say that you should be aware that it's not going to be easy, and it can be very difficult talking about your past and kind of reliving moments, but it is so, so worth it. I promise, it's so important and it really does help. Therapy taught me how to accept my problems and then take steps to heal from, which I'm incredibly grateful for. And I wouldn't have been able to recognize these issues rooted in my childhood without it. I always just assumed that because I had a stable family and a privileged upbringing, none of my problems would have been connected to my childhood, but this isn't true. And I told my therapist this. I said it can't be anything to do with my childhood because of all these reasons. And she explained to me why I was wrong, but she didn't make me feel dumb for thinking how I did. Your therapist will never laugh at you or mock you for your problems or your way of thinking, and it's not a judgmental place. There are also many different types of therapy, such as CBT, which is a very common one. It's cognitive behavioural therapy. This is a talking therapy which can help you manage your thoughts and behaviours, and it's most commonly used to treat depression and anxiety. By the way, I have episodes on depression and anxiety if you want to have a cheeky listen. CBT deals with your current problems, not past problems, and shows you practical ways to deal with negative patterns such as self-harm or panic attacks. There's also a type of therapy called DBT. The aim of DBT is to help you understand and accept your feelings, learn skills to manage these feelings, become able to make positive changes in your life. This is different to CBT as it also focuses on accepting who you are and accepting your behaviours. There's also a variety of different therapies, including music therapy, art therapy, and family therapy. These are all options to look into if you're thinking of starting therapy, because you never know what's going to be right for you. When you start therapy, it's important to be resilient. When I first started, I did not get along with my first therapist. I did it over Zoom, and I remember I just turned my camera off and I was like, my camera's not working, because she made me so angry I didn't even want to look at her. I didn't want her to look at me because I was so annoyed with her. And it put me off therapy completely, as you can imagine. But luckily, my parents convinced me into trying again. And I met multiple different therapists. And I found one who I really liked and I really got along with. And she was amazing and she was so helpful. It's not guaranteed that you will connect with the first therapist that you meet. But it's important to keep trying, because I promise you'll find someone who you connect with and want to open up with. Also, sometimes when you get to the end of your session, so I was in therapy for about a year with this woman, and I then took a break from therapy, and then I found a new therapist, because she'd given me so much good advice, but it kind of reached a point where she couldn't really give me any more advice, so I spoke to someone different and got a different perspective on it, which definitely helped. It's very important to accept the fact that your therapist wants to help you. They genuinely want you to get better, and the more open you are, the more you can get out of therapy. So I implore you to be as open as you possibly can, even though it will be really hard at times, and just to accept any help you can get and try these different tactics that they give you. I'd also recommend, this is something I learned while going through it, to keep a journal of how you feel when you're low, what has happened that day, and how you feel. And you can share this with your therapist, and they will understand your emotions, and they will kind of understand you more, and you will also understand your emotions more as well. I kind of find that when I look back on days where I'm really low and it's really awful, I kind of can't remember how I felt in that moment. Because I think because it was so low, my brain just kind of blocks it out, because obviously I don't really want to remember that. They're very dark memories. But when you're going to something like therapy, it's important that your therapist kind of understands how you're feeling in those situations, because then they can best help you. So I definitely say to kind of write it down, keep a note of it, and it just means that you can get more help and they can understand you more. Going to therapy also gives you an outside perspective on problems. Someone who will not have a biased opinion and isn't kind of emotionally protective of you like a parent or friend. Your therapist cares about you, but in a very different way, because obviously your parents' first instinct would be to protect you, to keep you safe. And, you know, they love you so much in that parental way. whereas your therapist can kind of think more rationally and logically about it. So it's definitely something that can really help. And obviously, they are trained in mental health and they can give you practical methods to help. Many people are also afraid of therapy as they might be scared of getting medication. Receiving medication for mental health can have such a stigma around it, but in reality, it doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means you need extra chemicals that you are lacking, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Just how if you need to take vitamin supplements because you're lacking certain vitamins, that's not going to... You shouldn't be ashamed. You're not ashamed of that. People aren't ashamed of that. So you shouldn't be ashamed of lacking chemicals in your brain either. It's completely okay. I've also seen people say that medication will make you feel nothing, and therefore people can be too scared to take it. But I can say firsthand, I'm on a delightful array of medication and I still feel plenty, honestly a bit too much. But what I'm trying to get across is it won't turn you into a robot like I've seen people try and claim. As I've previously spoken about, you may have to take different types of medication before you find the right type for you and the right dosage, and you might have to take more than one. I take an antidepressant and a mood stabilizer, that's the word, and that has really helped me. So yeah, you will kind of have to try different ones and see what works for you. And I'd say also remember that when you get medication, it will take a while to kick in. Mine kind of take like a good few weeks to kick in. So if you're still feeling low in a week, then don't give up and just assume it won't help you. You just need to give it time. Going to therapy isn't embarrassing, it's empowering and it's important, and it will guide you to inner peace and strategies to help. Therapy is also not just for people with depression or anxiety. It can also help you with a variety of things such as anger issues, eating disorders, family problems and so much more. I implore you to attend therapy if you're given the opportunity and attempt to embrace it as much as you can. I'd also say if you're able to go to private therapy, I would absolutely recommend this. It is expensive and I understand it's not something that everyone can do, but if you can, it's definitely incredibly helpful. It means you get to therapy quicker because there's not as long as a waiting list, and I'm very grateful to have been able to go. That's everything for today's episode, so I really hope you enjoyed it. And like I said earlier, let me know if there's anything you'd like me to talk about. So yeah, that's it for now. Bye-bye.